From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the incredible moment, the great alignment of the planets is going to happen in 30 minutes. We're going to see real men out there running into each other and trying to put a pigskin across the yard line. That's what's important, and we're going to be discussing that. Now, look, here's the deal. I might even go to a football game occasionally if our country wasn't in such dire straits. I want to be clear about that. Now, I will cover the rest of the news in the next segment. And then I will go to your phone calls for the last 45 minutes of the show today. I want to give first-time callers a chance here on the Sunday show because we can, you know, take thousands of calls here, and I love hearing callers that are able to get to on a routine basis, but I don't screen your calls, so sometimes I do notice a few of the same people there, which is great, but I want to give others a chance. Am I wrong in the direction I'm taking the broadcast? Is it wrong that I'm upset about melamine in the food or mercury and lead in the soft drinks at high levels? Am I wrong when CNBC says mercury is good for kids? We shouldn't be upset about it. I have that clip. You can just type it into YouTube and find it. Or when I have news across the country saying mercury is good for your brain. Maybe I am the crazy person. Maybe I am the bad man. You know, I read all these government documents where they put additives in the plastic to feminize men and hyperfeminize women, where the women end up getting breast cancer early and the men are basically women. The women are Amazons who grow taller, live less, lifespans. I mean, that's the new system. You have little bitty men, these big giant women, I guess house slaves for the New World Order. I guess that's just a reuptake on what the Romans did and then what plantations did here in the United States. It's very, very sad. The more I learn about anthropology, sociology, psychology, through the lens of the globalist master architects, I can just see they've taken all their old slave systems and added on top of them. I haven't even gotten to the fact that terrorism is a giant hoax and that it's basically a psychological compulsion or a hypnotic suggestion, compulsion to where just the entire culture is just every show, cop show, terrorists are everywhere, and people are now blurring that with reality. And that's why I see newscasts of police running checkpoints randomly with the TSA jerking families out, and they're acting like every car has like 85-foot cobras breathing fire in them. Because the cops believe the world is a TV show. They just believe the total mass delusion. So I'm going to open the phones up. We got a break here in a moment and come back. I'm going to give the number out for everybody, but that's when the phones are going to open up. And I want to hear from the full audience, but the phones are not open yet. And I want to hear from you on all the subjects I've raised. You know, there's another psychological warfare tactic here where they hype Iraq war for so many years. When it finally happens, even though you're against it and know they're lying about WMDs, you're like, hurry up and get it over with. It's kind of like a few times in school, I'd have the bully in my last period class with me saying, you know, I'm going to beat you up after school. And after a while, you're like, well, I can't wait for the bell to ring for this to happen. I mean, I remember being a few times being, I guess, in the lunchroom a few periods before school ended, or one time the guy was in my math class, last class I had of the day. I guess both times were in seventh grade or maybe eighth grade. And I was just, I remember even though the kid had flunked in one case like three grades, was a lot bigger than me, even threatening me at lunch, I was kind of scared. But I was tired of the day taking so long. I was like, hurry up. Then I was kind of happy to go out behind the school. By the end of it, I was finding him. And it's the same psychological thing that they always hype it, so it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Again, that's a psychological warfare tactic, a self-fulfilling prophecy where you just expect it to happen, and so you almost acquiesce to it. And I knew that was one of their psychological warfare tactics about a decade ago, looked it up in psychology, and actually found it was one of their tactics.
Hi, this is Alex. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I drink all the fluoride, don't I? Bury my kids for you, don't I? Oh, the troops are dying of the DU, and they just bury them real quiet because they're patriotic. And trying to save the troops is unpatriotic because I'm the bad man. I'm on my YouTube channel with 180 million views on just one of our channels. And YouTube, of course, has hijacked it with all their messages about the Super Bowl that's now the Groper Bowl. But here's the deal. I want to open the phones up after this segment for the entirety of the rest of the second hour today. If you're just joining us, I'm Alex Jones, your host, here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we're on an over 100 a.m. and FMs now, weekday show, over 60 on the Sunday show, and simulcast on XM 166 weekdays, live. And, of course, you can always listen to the free streams at InfoWars.com. The free podcast is uploaded every day in the listen section of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And, of course, you can watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let me just do this. Let me just tell you some of what's coming up after I get to calls. Hitler would have loved the singularity. Mind-blowing benefits of merging human brains and computers. And that's a Daily Mail story. Politico, it's Romney versus Paul in Maine. Ron Paul's focus on delegates, not must-win states. Wall Street Journal, getting into that. Occupy Austin evicted. I happened to be downtown last night at a business meeting. I walk out of the restaurant, and here's Occupy marching, protesting. There were more police than occupiers. Continuing here, Iranian warships dock at Saudi port. UN wants world tax to help the poor. And again, our story went all over the web Friday, but it was, and I saw comments on some neocon blogs that reposted our article saying Jones is making this up. The third paragraph is a link to the UN and to the Desert News, mainstream news, with the headline, UN leaders consider world tax to fund social protection services. Oh, you got to help women with the UN raping forces. I mean, every UN peacekeeping force out there is known for kidnapping kids, you name it. I mean, they have the worst record out there. But it's for the women and children. We need a global tax and global regulations and a global court run by the big mega banks that have bankrupted all your countries through derivatives. And then even on my own website, but then even on other big neocon sites where they post my articles, they post our articles, and then they call us liars. I mean, there is a world government. It's unelected. It's out of control. And its goal is hegemonic control so that once it's got that control, to reduce our population. I mean, that's Sunday Times of London headline. Elite meet in secret to discuss overpopulation. And then it's Ted Turner, George Soros, the Rockefellers, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all saying world government and forced sterilization. And they're doing it through the food and water and think it's funny and then run around how they're philanthropists all day. It's frustrating. Now, here's the toll-free number to join us. It's different than the weekday number. We're open the phones now. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today. I want to give everybody a chance to get involved on air with us here. So, again, I want to hear from you on all the issues I've covered. Now, here's my problem. I don't just say I'm going to come on the radio show and give you proof that government is preparing and selling, and think tanks are preparing and selling, stage terror attacks in America and Europe and Israel to blame domestic groups and tie the domestic groups and claim that right-wingers work with Al-Qaeda, which is like saying the Ku Klux Klan works with the NAACP. I mean, it is. It's like saying oil and water mix. No, they don't. This is the type of ridiculousness that we deal with. So I did a little bit of pulling up old articles today before I got into this. And we have videos. We have links to all this in the articles. If you're a new listener, don't just think, oh, this is wild. Yeah, truth is stranger than fiction. Write this down and go look it up. Clintonite, Obama needs Oklahoma City bombing to reconnect with American people. And that was on Chris Matthews, he said that. Former Clintonite and deputy operative, Democratic operative Mark Penn. And we've got all the quotes about how much a terror attack would help him. Then they put out fundraising letters saying the attack's coming soon and we're going to blame it on the Ron Paul people. Okay? Now continuing, here's another one. U.S. Intel Director prepares public for false flag event. Now, this is just from February 1st, a few days ago. Infowars.com, Tony Cartolucci. See, we have writers who live in the real world, so they actually read what the CFR, Brookings Institution, and RAND Corporation say, because they actually write the papers that are then adopted in by the Pentagon and by the White House. And then they have the quotes here. You might want to go read them, where they say, we need to have a provocation, whatever it takes, to say that Iran attacked us, that's what we need to get this new war launched and sell us to the public. Now that's on pages 84 and 85 of Which Path to Persia. That's Brookings Institute. We've got the same documents, same statements by CFR, RAND Corporation. They're all in this article. I mean, just dozens of links to them saying it, video, all of them. Now, Clapper goes on, the head of the national security for Obama. Clapper is in here saying the same thing. It would be far more preferable the United States could cite as an Iranian provocation as justification for the airstrikes before launching them. Clearly, the more outrageous, the more deadly, and the more unprovoked the Iranian action, the better off the United States would be. I mean, this is all thinly, thinly veiled, but I thought I would go further before I got back into that. Here's Kurt's latest article today. U.S. and Israel set stage for false flag attack on Iran. Days after Clapper puts out this report saying we need a big provocation, we need to be hit and hit hard, he comes out publicly, not in a white paper to the insiders, that's public, but they think we're animals and don't read it. Are you an animal? Do you read what they say? And he says, oh, my gosh, Al-Qaeda with Iran. Of course, the two groups are opposite and hate each other, Shiite and Wahhabist, are going to hit America, and we got to give all our rights up. And Iran's going to hit us preemptively. Yeah, exactly what Iran wants is to be attacked. That's why they've let Israel, the U.S., and England blow up power plants, military bases, generals, police stations, and dams, and launch Stuxnet attacks. Iran has laid there and taken it all. But now, oh my gosh, they're going to blow stuff up here. Oh yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. But again, they know it's childlike football heads who are like, blow up Iran, get them Arabs. They're not even Arabs. I mean, they know that. And of course, it's all going to be used domestically to take your liberties as well. All this anti-terror stuff you're told that, you know, that's for Muslims or whatever, it's all about gun owners, conservatives, and libertarians. Those documents have come out, and in all the new movies, product placement, movies like Source Code, it's blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys with American flags with nukes blowing up Chicago. Law-abiding citizens, same thing. every movie I see that's action now, the bad guy. And Homeland Security's running TV ads where all the terrorists in more than 20 different variants are white guys with minorities reporting them. The point is, it's a rollout. It's branding. They're branding everything off of Al-Qaeda to the John Deere cap wearers. And in the drills, I've been to the urban warfare drills. It's guys in John Deere hats. It's not about Muslims. You're trained as tribalists that we're taking the rights because of the Muslims. You're like, good, kill them all. And you know the good old boys are parking lot and all the racial terms that they're allowed to use on talk radio. Can't use any other racial or religious slurs, but you can use those. It's all for you, idiot. The drones, all of it. Homeland Security, all of it. Homeland Security is run by foreign banks that hate the Second Amendment and hate America and hate freedom. And they know how to manipulate you into giving up your own rights. They hold up sock puppet Al-Qaeda they control on record, but they've given Libya and everywhere else. And then you basically slit your wrist and say, take my birthright of freedom because I love hating Muslims when you're the target.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, I want to go to your phone calls, but I haven't even scratched the surface on this Iran situation. Iran has been overthrown at least twice in the last 70 years by England. England wanted, under Anglo-American Oil, all of their oil. They said, you don't get any of the money. And that's all part of history. But now the West wants this new war as a political diversion to Europe collapsing, the banking takeover, all the things that are happening. And the West wants to be able to stage terror attacks to then roll the TSA on the streets, pose as saviors. And every time I talk about this, people go, well, why does government like a terror attack? That doesn't make any sense, like their children. Why did Hitler firebomb his own Capitol building after he got elected? To declare martial law, to declare emergency. It's the oldest trick in the book, so don't act like you don't understand this. But if you still don't understand, I have links to them saying it on television. Clintonite, Obama needs OKC bombing to reconnect with the American people. You can go watch the clip, Chris Matthews hardball, with the Clinton advisor on there saying a terror attack would really help President Obama look strong. I have another one here. Robert Shapiro in the Financial Times of London, top Clinton official, only terror attack can save Obama. Quote, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, he has to find some way between now and November 2012 of demonstrating that he's a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 event in Oklahoma City, I can't think of how he could do that. What do you think war with Iran will be, an October surprise? I mean, don't act like, well, why would government do that? And I go, well, Hitler blew up his own Reichstag, Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. And you're like, but why? Well, I don't. No, you choose not to understand. And then I've got Clapper on TV 2 days ago saying, terrorists are about to hit us. Iran's got terrorists everywhere. Give up all your rights. We've got to attack Iran. They're about to hit us. Meanwhile, he's writing for the Brookings Institute about how great a terror attack would be, and we've got the quotes and the link to it. Again, when they talk to each other, here's a letter sent to Ahmadinejad September 26, 2007, almost 5 years ago, by Gary Hart and published in the Huffington Post. And we confronted Gary Hart about this. It's in my film, Truth Rising. If you want to watch the video, it's online, too. Just type in Gary Hart confronted over Iran false flag. And he says, hey, Dick Cheney will stage a terror attack on you. You better do exactly what you're told. We staged the Gulf of Tonkin. We staged the main event. Listen, public letter. And you better do what you're told. Now, it turns out I had a CIA source, Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst at Reagan and Bush, at the same time say, the word is Cheney wants to blow up U.S. ships with fake U.S. ships painted up like Iranian. 2 years later, after Cheney was out of office, it came out in New Yorker magazine, Cy Hirsch, two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. His White House source said, actually, the National Security Council stopped the vice president. On his own, he already had U.S. patrol boats painted up like Iranian boats and was going to blow up a U.S. destroyer. But they stopped him because they thought they could get caught. They thought it was too bold. Why? Because we're watching them. We're watching them. We're watching him. You just type in Cy Hirsch. It's on YouTube, a speech, too. It says Cheney wanted to stage attack on our own ships, and watch the video. But here, is Gary Hart, top globalist. He's in the CFR. He had the Hart-Rubin Commission that created Homeland Security, called for it years before, said we could use 9/11 to create a new world order. Remember that clip? And until we produced the letter to Hart in person, he said, I never wrote that letter. And we said, here is the letter. And he went, oh, I did write that, and started sweating. And he goes, well, I don't want to discuss it. I that was for Ahmed Dinajid. Well, why'd you put it in the Huffington Post? Like, we're idiots and we don't know what this means? Folks, go read it for yourself. Unsolicited advice of the government of Iran, Huffington Post, September 26, 2007. And he goes on to say, you just think because the Iraq war isn't popular and we just got caught lying about WMDs, we won't stage something? Go read it. Go read it. I just read to you White House Advisor Shapiro talking about how great a new Oklahoma City or 9/11 would be. But go read all these articles. I mean, go read the new one. U.S. and Israel set stage for false flag Iran attack. Remember PNAC, September 20th, 2000 document? Remember the PNAC document. Dick Cheney wrote it. Project for New American Century. It was on their website for like 8 years until they pulled it a few years ago. But it's all over the news. New York Times written about it. It's real. He says, we need to use race-specific bioweapons on people and get the media to back it. That was in there. And this one document was so crazy. We need to have a new Pearl Harbor to blame on the Middle East, and we're going to invade Afghanistan and then Iraq, and it's got to be at least 3,000 dead like Pearl Harbor. They killed almost exactly 3,000 on 9/11. I mean, these guys are like, can hit holes in one. And they sit there like we are complete morons and put out public documents saying this. There's the document. Minus a Pearl Harbor catalyzing event, we won't be able to take over the world. Pax Americana. But they don't mean America taking over. They mean the special interests that have hijacked the country and taken us over. Now, I see so many good old boys that are like, you know, see a jet fly over, a B-2 bomber or whatever one time flew over in Austin. I was at a 4th of July event. And then there are all these little boys going, yeah, oh, like pride in it. You paid for that, pal. It works for the bankers, though. Oh, and since I mentioned that, told you this was coming. They've now got regular Predator and Reaper drones over the U.S. and are announcing that they're going to start killing U.S. citizens. Remember, they announced that in Congress. Lindsey Graham said, you bet the NDAA affects Americans. We'll kill you. I want you to be scared. And when you say, I want a lawyer, he'll say, shut up. You don't get nothing. Remember that clip? You can pull it up. And then they cut to one of the other sponsors, Senator Lieberman, all creepy, all sweaty. He's just sitting there going, I want people to be scared. I want them to be scared. I mean, it's like Jeffrey Dahmer or something. I mean, you're seeing it front row seat, and they know they can just dangle terrorism. Terrorists going to get you. Every time I'm around, I was at a business meeting this week, somebody's like, Alex, this 9/11 inside job stuff. Come on. And I looked at him, and I said, look, I don't want to debate you about this. You know Al-Qaeda's been given Libya. I know, but you know they're being given control of Syria. They're pushing them in. I mean, you know Zbigniew Brzezinski brags, the government, the U.S. government created it, and NATO runs it. Look, you don't want to have an adult discussion, okay? Then don't try to debate me. I know it's fun to hate people that don't look like you and get scared of them. You can still hate them, but just admit who they work for. Here it is. U.S. skies can see more drones. They have funded, Wall Street Journal reports, $60-plus billion. You find the actual number here. I had it. Yeah, $63 billion. The lion's share of it is the drones targeting you and your family, watching everything you do. All right, your calls are straight ahead, I promise. We'll be right back.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In these two segments, I appreciate everybody holding. We've got 12 callers there on hold. In the 30 seconds, we open the phone system up. Chris to Matt will run the gamut and make sure we get to every one of you. I'll give you at least a minute and a half or so apiece. I just want to, in closing, we put a bunch of graphics together and a bunch of research, and I won't get to it fully here tonight, so I'll get to it tomorrow or the next day. But if you're a radio listener and you're going graphics, yeah, prisonplanet.tv. but also numbers I give out on air. But we like to show it to you from the Centers for Disease Control, World Almanac, and others, and Scientific American. We have the number one cause of deaths down to the least likely. And terrorism, depending on which gradient you look at, is way, way, way down the line in the 30s. Honeybees, deer jumping out in front of you, they kill more people than terrorists do. And no one can deny. So let's just say the terrorists are real. Okay, should we give up our whole way of life and have people grabbing our genitals to get on airplanes and confiscating gold out of our... I think I sent it to you, John, or maybe I sent it to Watson for an article. There was something like 8 TSA people arrested just in one day stealing out of bags. And then I saw some other crazy number where it's like hundreds and hundreds of them are getting caught. And they're like raping people in parking lots and pedophilia. And I mean, it's like on a daily basis they're getting caught and busted. I mean, just type in TSA into a search engine, click news. And it was just, in fact, do it right now. It was just type TSA and then click news on the evil Google. And right there, it's just wall to wall with the crimes they're committing and pleading guilty to and robbing people. I mean, who protects us from the protectors? Well, see, our Bill of Rights and Constitution does, because the founders knew statistically in history. Look at all those articles. There's hundreds of them. They knew statistically that government always uses the excuse of keeping you safe and always becomes the great abuser. It's the great danger. Government's killed over 250 million people in the 20th century alone. It's the number one cause of unnatural death. But they got you scared of something that kills less people than champagne corks. That's what I'm saying. Any way you slice it, it's not a real threat. It's destroying our Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's being used to overthrow our republic. And all over the world is being used to take liberties. It is a hoax and a scam. Now, there it is. Average number of deaths per year in the U.S. Bee and wasp, 53. Dogs, 31. Spider, 6.5. Rattlesnake, 5.5. Mountain lion, 1. Alligator, 0.3. Bear, 0.5. Scorpion, 0.5. We just go through the numbers. Oh, boy. You just go look at the numbers for yourself. But every movie I try to rent is about terrorists. Science fiction, current, whatever, TV shows, it's all brainwashing. All right, let's go to your calls. Chris in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Finally.
Yes, sir.
I've only got a minute, so I'll try to make it brief, but just to let you know that I've learned so much from you throughout all the years, and I try to apply it every day, day to day, but it's so hard, the work that you've got to do. It's like I feel for you every day. You've got to get up there and just steer the herd where they're just so mentally media-besotted drones. It's just almost impossible.
But they're brain damage victims from chemical and psychological warfare and biological warfare on record. And you don't need to feel for me, brother. I'm trying to survive just like you are. This is not a heroic need. It's a survival mechanism need. But remember, think how far we've come. How many people are waking up now? Incredible things are happening. But people are in a trance. It's up to us to wake them up. Go ahead.
I know. I mean, we go through this redundantly daily. But what it comes down to is that when you finally do engage them and you catch them on something, then they look at you like they have this split-second glare in their eye like, it's true, but I can't believe it. So
well,
it's like
they're such cowards that they can't believe it's happening. That's why almost all women, when a guy comes up with a gun or a knife and says, get in my car, even though statistically they're dead, and they know they're dead, they get in the car, just like people in Nazi Germany ran into those pits to be shot. They'd watch one group run in with their kids and be shot, and they'd do it themselves and even hold their hat and curtsy to the Nazi. Because it was just like, I'm going to be polite about this. I'm going to submit to authority. Well, here's the deal. I'm not doing it. I see it, and I'm warning the people. And it doesn't take a majority to beat this scum. We're trying to fix things peacefully, but we're not going to their death camps. People can't laugh about that now. They're on record saying they'll arrest citizens and kill us whenever they want. No judge, no jury. The government is lawless and treason-filled. Go ahead.
Well, it's just like you've been, as you painstakingly delineated meticulously. I mean, 10 years ago, even I probably would have thought, all right, because I've always been prone to the conspiracy theories, quote unquote.
You mean questioning known liars? Being a conspiracy theorist is that they brought a steak out and it was totally pink and uncooked. And you said, that's not been cooked. I wanted it medium. And they say, sir, it's been cooked and it's raw with maggots coming out.
Exactly.
Thinking is conspiracy theory now. Okay? Sorry, go ahead.
You come out 10 years later, I mean, it's like either you were either a prophet or you just saw the writing on the wall so well and you interpreted it, and it's just beyond...
No, I told you there'd be military on the streets and they'd be saying they'd secretly arrest citizens. I told you how they'd censor the internet with a cocktail of systems. And it's not because I'm smart, sir. They all wrote white papers. I've got Rand Corporation, Brookings, and CFR all saying what they're going to do. Boy, a terror attack would sure be nice. We'll say right-wing groups work with Al-Qaeda and arrest them all. Boy, President, it'd sure help if that would happen.
Alex, it's gotten to the point where, and I don't need to tell you, you're head and shoulders above anyone else, but I'm even concerned about making this phone call to you, in a way.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Chris. Listen, you got to get through that fear. Yes, they're announcing the censorship and the secret arrest to try to scare those of us that are awake and further dumb down those that aren't. Look, the military, the police are waking up. Okay? And you know what? You just got to stop caring. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Our forebears were ragtag 3% of the population on record were anti-redcoat and anti-abuse. By the end of the war, they were 5%. Okay? 3%. And they said, you know what? We're standing up against an army who the French and the Spanish and the Russians and the Arabs, nobody'd ever beat the British military. Okay? Until they ran into the wild British of the colonies mixed in with the Germans and everybody else. And the point is they got their butt kicked over 7 years because we didn't give up. Okay? The minute we lose is when we're afraid. Fear is the enemy. Commit to destroying the New World Order in the info war. Commit fully, and the victory is yours. There's no other way to go, because the other way is eugenics and death. Okay, Austin in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great show.
God bless. Go ahead.
I remember a while back reading Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, around the time you woke me up to the whole global death cult thing. What are your thoughts about that kind of scenario happening at, like, the Olympics in London, or any kind of bio attack, really? I mean, it seems like it's kind of in the cards still, and you've been right about a lot of other kind of false flag things going on, but what do you think about that kind of bio attack happening?
Well, here's the deal. By exposing a massive bio attack and then it's in the cards, that can back them off. Just like they've said war with Iran is imminent for a year, but now 100,000 U.S. troops are massing, the missiles are getting in place, and now the Secretary of Defense said, yeah, Israel's getting ready to hit them in the next 4 months. But then when we're anti-war, they say, be quiet, conspiracy theorist, there's no plan to hit Iran. Kind of like last week, Obama came out and said, yeah, my drones are killing people. And they said, that's classified. Don't talk about it. It's well known the drones are doing that. They mean it's classified. Free speech is classified. Don't talk about it as if the president is some kept minion. And that's what the system's trying to do, is train people that you have no free speech to even speak out against the drones, because that's national security. But here's what concerns me. All over the place, brother, they're hyping the airborne Ebola, the airborne mousepox, stuff that kills over 90% of those that come in contact with it, and admitting that governments, our own governments, produced it. So they're kind of introducing the attack to people, and they always do that ahead of releasing it. So they're already bio-attacking us at small levels, but they could go with a hot bio-attack that kills billions. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there.
and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through IncomeAtHome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend IncomeAtHome.com to all of my listeners. So visit IncomeAtHome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's IncomeAtHome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com, IncomeAtHome.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I got like 20 phone calls and 10, 11 minutes to get to them. I want to talk to everybody, so I'm going to try to shut up and just have you talk, maybe give a 10-second comment. Ellen, Michael, Bill, John, Joe, Brandon, Kenny, Dusty, and Matt. I'll try to at least get to those. Ellen in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Alex, for taking my call. Before I launch into my question for you, I would just like to reach out to all Colorado listeners and, you know, encourage everyone to caucus Tuesday night for Ron Paul.
Yes.
If you don't know where your caucus location is, just Google your county Republican Party website, and they'll have all the information there in terms of how to, you know, find, put your address in and get your precinct number and then the address of the caucus. Okay, so that having been said, the driver behind my calling today, Alex, is that I generally listen to your show on my cell phone in the car. I've got a Bluetooth. And yesterday I was driving around doing errands all day, and the number to your telephone, you know, call, to listen to your telephone call, was jammed.
Well, I know there's a bunch of systems where people can call and listen to numbers. I know we've got that. It might have been down yesterday, and I appreciate your call. But we also have the free Droid and iPhone apps that are at the listen section of Infowars.com. So we'll have to look into that. It might not have been jammed. It might have just been a technical difficulty. But they're openly calling for censorship, and Twitter and Google are now saying they'll censor under any government request, no judge, no jury. It's very serious. So thank you so much for the call. Michael in Texas, or no, Michelle in Texas. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Hi. Well, I just want to ask you, what do you think about the Nevada caucuses last night? I mean, they haven't even reported all the votes yet.
Yeah, there was a fraud in Iowa, fraud in South Carolina, certified and confirmed. And Ron Paul in many polls was in first place there. And there is massive election fraud. I told people, just because he wins all the straw polls and in many national polls is number one, they're going to try to steal it. People say, well, then why should Ron Paul run? Because he's injecting real ideas, and it's building the movement for liberty. But, I mean, we're in deep, deep trouble. Look at how they gave him least time in the debates. Look at how they said he can't win. I mean, they're engaged in every trick they can. We haven't gotten the proof yet in Nevada of fraud, but we got it in Iowa and South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I basically sat here on the CNN website and I watched that last late night caucus, and 183 votes went to Ron Paul. And I'm just, me and all the other people on the Facebook page, we blow it up, we repost all the pictures every day, we're doing the money bombs, like we're doing everything we can. And it just blows my mind that one caucus, that many people showed up. I mean, imagine all the other precincts that had that type of turnout for Ron.
Well, look, I mean, here's the deal. Election fraud has been caught all over the country. The voting machine systems are built where you can't find out and prove anything. They're designed for fraud. That's come out in congressional testimony. And people have to wake up to just how bad this is and get paper ballots back that are counted precinct by precinct and then tallied properly. But even Iowa had that, and they admittedly cheated on that and have now nullified the Iowa caucuses and say, we don't know who won, but we're going to give it to Santorum. And that's hidden in plain view. We're just trained to accept anything these days. It's crazy. I appreciate your call. We have a private Federal Reserve that controls our money. We didn't have it till 1913. Let's talk to Bill in Georgia. You're on the air, Bill.
Oh, yeah. Good evening. Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good. Hey, kudos to you. I really appreciate everything you're doing.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you calling and caring about liberty when the almighty steroid bowl is going.
Like the other caller, faith, not fear. That's what we need to have more of. And, you know, I was wondering what were you thinking about that Obama disqualification trial here in Atlanta?
Well, I mean, he's in contempt. He does have a fake Social Security number. That's been proven. The Kenyan government says that there is a record of him being born there, but it was removed. It's cut out of the book. I mean, George W. Bush, in the election, had the Secret Service go over there, and that's been confirmed, and it wasn't public. It took a FOIA request to get that. I mean, the State Department ruled his dad was not his dad and kicked him out of the country. His dad looked nothing like him. I mean, yeah, no, Obama is an enigma wrapped in a riddle who reads off a teleprompter. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. Moving quick here. John, welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, good to talk to you. I just wanted to thank you for waking up as many people as you have. You know, I paid a high price for being awakened, and I've been ostracized from my family because of that, and that's unfortunate.
Wow, they don't believe in freedom and debate in the First Amendment. I thought they were Americans.
Oh, they're agricultural people, but they are so totally brainwashed that they just don't get it.
Well, you know, they call that there's a couple different syndromes, but it's the Stockholm syndrome, and it happens in every culture. People really get comfortable and think the government's their sweet daddy that loves them. And I would just keep working on your family.
Well, I'm vocally passionate about good science, a healthy environment, responsible, informed educators, non-GMO food production.
Oh, they love GMO. Why don't you give them all the thousands of studies that sterilizes every rat they feed it to?
I had an argument two Thanksgivings ago with a PhD and a PhD candidate about GMOs, and I was basically told to leave.
I know. They get on. Listen, they get on power. Well, good. Then don't let the door hit them on the rear end. I mean, look, find people that are your spiritual family who are awake. I mean, this happened in Nazi Germany. This happened in 1776 here in the U.S. This is going to happen again. And, you know, people, especially salesmen will tell you family's the hardest to sell on anything. You could be selling snow cones in hell and people wouldn't buy it if you were family. So don't feel bad, brother.
And I support you. I bought your tapes and I'm a member. And hang in there. And I know I'm preaching to the choir. All I can say is we need to organize to the point where we can be effective.
No, I hear you. But you're not just talking to the choir. We, you know, we have our regular listeners. We've got computer systems and analytics and numbers and breakdowns. We got 15 million listeners or website visitors, total views and listens a week now, growing. In 3 or 4 months, it'll be like 18 million. But point is, about 35% of that is new every week. They come through. Most of them never come back again. But a small percent, I think it's like 6% or so each month, 7%, that sticks. So 35% is new every month. And we just keep getting bigger. They come by. They don't, you know, they listen. They check it out. They leave. But some stay. And so that's how it works. I mean, look. When the depression continues, when the breakdown of society happens, when all this accelerates, they'll remember what you said. Who's up next here? John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello. Yeah, I knew we already talked to John. Joe in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead. I don't know why the call stays up there. Hold on 1 second, bro. I don't know why the call stays up there and then it comes back. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, well, Alex, I'm up here in North Idaho near Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. We have metropolitan area, about 500,000 people. We're between Seattle and Minnesota. We're the biggest metropolitan area. And I listen to you through GCN Live on the Internet, and we'd like to get you here on a local station that's been trying to get a hold of you. I've been corresponding with the owner of the station, and I'd like to find out how we can get you on this station.
The owner is trying to get a hold of us and can't?
Yeah.
Well, it is the affiliate relations department at Genesis has gotten better over time, but they are handling now 1,000 plus affiliates. And so, I am the most popular show on the network, but they've got a lot of stuff to handle. Ted should probably have about 10 people on affiliate relations. He's got one. But we'll put you on hold here, and I will give you a phone number for you to call. Yeah, and you can also email us here, but has the station tried to contact the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com?
I don't know if they have. I think they tried to contact you directly.
Yeah, I don't really handle affiliate relations, but we're starting to get into that a little bit just because the stations want it.
Well, I tell you, a first-time caller, long-time listener, woke up about 20 years ago after reading a book called Gary Kaa's En Route to Global Occupation. You might have heard of it.
Excellent book. That's what was happening. En Route to Global Occupation. Private corporations setting up a world government. They're competing against the family, against natural food, against everything. Well, you're awesome, Joe. We will we'll put you on hold right now and give you a contact number. And then they need to contact GCNLive.com. That's the radio network. Or I can do it for them. But yes, we'd like to be on your local station. We're gaining a lot of affiliates every week. It's very, very exciting. Look, I promised to Brandon, Kenny, Dusty, and Matt and others. Tune in tomorrow, 11 a.m. Call in first. I'll go to you first. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.